Support for KPLU comes from the Shack Arts Center in Everett, featuring a glass pumpkin patch and glass blowing demonstrations during Shacktoberfest, September 24th through 27th at the Shack Arts Center in Everett. More information at shack.org.
Anton Schwartz Trio with Inga Swearingen and Chuck Deerdorf singing and playing bass. Anton grew up in New York, but he's been a major player on the San Francisco jazz scene for nearly two decades. His excellent recent album's called Flash Mob. Inga was raised in a musical family in small-town California, spent some formative years in Sweden, and she's a popular singer in the crowded Los Angeles scene. She's made several appearances on A Prairie Home Companion. Chuck Deerdorf is a well-known to jazz fans around here. Over the past 30 years, you've heard his bass playing with Susan Pascal, Jovino Santos Neto, both who will be live in our studios later this month. And he's also a favorite teacher of many an up-and-coming bass player around here. Please welcome Anton Schwartz, Inga Swearingen, and Chuck Deerdorf.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Just beautiful. Anton Schwartz Trio. Anton on saxophone, Inga Swearingen singing, Chuck Dierdorf at the bass. Great to have all three of you here. I really want to start with Inga Swearingen because it's a delight to have you in the studios. These two guys, old news. Let's talk about Inga. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you got into singing, and especially how you got into jazz.
Oh, I grew up in a musical family, was in choir all through elementary school and high school, and didn't really start to study until college, where I learned to read music, and decided at that point that this was really something I wanted to do, and I now have become a teacher, and I teach jazz, and I love it. It's such a free expression, and the improvisation factor in jazz is something I love, and I feel lucky to have gotten to cross paths with some amazing players that we get to do this.
Now, you've known and worked with Anton Schwartz for several years. Can you tell us about what it was like when you guys met?
Yeah, we met at Jazz Camp West, and Anton was teaching. I was a student, and we played some music together, and Anton, I think, had this awesome idea of just doing duo sax and voice, and we did some shows like that, and it was incredible. It was really like two pillars. It was like chamber music, just like this is as well, but where you really had to hold down the chords and all of it. And I would look over at Anton and he would be working much harder than me, and I felt a little badly. But then we incorporated a bass player, so Anton could catch a breath now and again. But it's an amazing format to work in because there is responsibility for knowing how to navigate the chords and support each other that way.
Anton, could you talk a little bit about that too? Sometimes, I mean, it's not every day you see a sax singer duet, let alone one with a trio with a bass player. It has a sound and a feel sometimes like it could fall apart at any moment, but it stays precious.
I thought I was
together.
The only one who thought that.
Tell us about some of the challenges and the joys and the other things you think about when you're playing in this kind of format.
Well, it's great because I spend, most of my time I spend writing music, leading a band, a quintet these days. And there, it's a lot of fun to, be on the front of the stage and be leading the group. But it's a very different experience to be able to just feel like you're kind of part of a democratic unit, right? And here, I get to be part of the rhythm section. I get to be a soloist. I get to be an accompanying melody voice. It really gets it works a whole different part of my musical brain, and it's just so much fun that way. And of course, Inga is just so rock solid in pitch that we can really do that together.
Right. I wonder if you could tell me about picking the repertoire. Is there someone who's in charge of this band? It's like, we got to do this song. Are there some songs that you want to do that you just can't pull off in this setting? What's it like building the repertoire for this group? And I'll ask that to both of you. Inga?
I think we've both kind of brought tunes. I've done some of these tunes in a different setting. That last piece is a Darek Oles song, and I got to record that with him on an album. So we've brought some tunes from different settings. And then there were some, like the next one that we're going to do, that we were just like, that tune? I love that tune. Nobody does that tune. Let's do that. So it's, I think we just bring, it's really kind of what we feel like will lend itself to such a sparse setting too. It has a cool bass line or an ostinato that can, keep the form.
Well, I'm dying to know what that next tune is. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it. What have you got for us next?
This is actually a Mark Johnson tune. It's called Samurai Hee-Haw.
Oh, yeah.
It's off his Bass Desires album.
Fantastic. Sports Trio. That's Anton on sax, Inga Swearingen singing. Chuck Dierdorf is at the bass. Anton, hearing a couple standards so far, do you and Inga write together? Have you done any writing together?
We haven't done any writing from scratch. Inga has actually written words to a tune or two of mine, and I think we're going to be doing any of those now, but we did one last night, and we may do one later this evening. So incentive to come out to Boxley's tonight. This next tune Inga can tell you about that we're going to play, it's just very different when we do it in this format. She's done it otherwise, but it's almost a little bit of co-writing just to reconceive these songs for this format.
Can you tell us about the next one you're going to do?
Yeah,
how you had to change it?
It's a traditional. It's black is the color of my true love's hair, and you know, this ostinato that we're going to play. It kind of gets passed around and threads its way through all of the players and through the song. But yeah, it's an arrangement that I did a few years back, and now it has taken its own life with this trio.
Anton Schwartz Trio, Anton on sax, Inga Swearingen singing, Chuck Dierdorf at the bass. We are also in the room with three terrific jazz educators, and I'd like to ask a little bit about, I hear this all the time, oh, we're doing a master class, and Inga and Anton will be doing a master class with Jazz Night School, jazznightschool.org. What happens at a workshop? And can anybody just show up?
Yes. Go for it.
Anton.
Oh, sure. Well, there is enrollment in advance. Mm-hmm. There may be space, in which case we encourage. Ideally, people go to jazznightschool.org, and you can register there for the workshop tomorrow, 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Otherwise, you can try your luck at the door, and there may be room. This is a master class. The workshops mean all kinds of different things. Sometimes it's more, almost a lecture. It can be a little interactive. It can be extremely interactive. I mean, Inga and I have both taught a whole lot of them over the years. I've done everything from workshops teaching about the physics of musical sound and physics of the saxophone and other instruments dedicated to particular musical chords or areas of theory or playing a ballad or ending a song or, all kinds of specific stuff.
Yeah, mechanics of doing a tune. I think what's special about a co-teaching thing is that we really want to talk about the synergy of playing in a group and the how to support each other, how to set each other up for,
And this building. One is a little unusual because it's devoted to both vocalists and instrumentalists.
Yeah. So,
right. Very cool. Master class with us, Jazz Night School tomorrow afternoon. You know, we are very dedicated to education here at KPLU, the School of Jazz, and our guest DJs. We had a high school student come in and guest DJ a couple weeks ago, and he was talking about how he likes to play his saxophone all by himself in a room with no audience because he feels like he can mess up. He can try to find unusual sounds that he might be afraid to in public. And I wonder if you could talk about the value of playing all by yourself with no one listening.
Yeah.
Inga, is there something to that?
Yeah, I think that's a great way to, discover and try something out new that you can just try out and try crazy sounds. I think that's very valuable. And then to make sure that you're getting in the practice of actually this part of it, of the communication and the playing with others, which is such a huge skill to learn and a big part of it.
Right.
We all spend so much time in the practice room, playing alone, that it's amazing. I have students who really don't play out at all, and that amazes me, right? That you can spend so much time working on your craft and then, never have that experience of sharing it with the others on the stage, sharing it with the audience. It becomes a very different dynamic sort of thing.
You guys, we've got time for one more song. What would you like to finish with, Inga?
Thanks. Let's do
Let's just do that, the two of us.
Okay, great.
Since you mentioned that. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, I'm off mic. Since you mentioned that we used to do that.
Yeah, cool.
We'll give Chuck a little break and do a standard, just the two of us.
Excellent. Fantastic. Cool. This sunny side of the street. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries by the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your other feet. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. I'm
On the sunny